Sanbonani, hello, hi, welcome back to Life as a Freelancer, the podcast brought to you by Times Live, where we explore the highs and the lows of self-employment and freelancing. I am your host, Noctula Quilla, and today we are diving into a topic very close to my heart, travel creation. Whether you're just starting out or looking to level up, this episode is packed with insights to help you on your journey. Firstly, travel creation is more than just visiting beautiful places and posting about them online. It's about storytelling, sharing experiences that resonate with people, and building a brand that stands out in a crowded space. If you're aspiring to become a travel creator, or if you're already on the path and looking to enhance your impact, here are some key steps to guide you. Firstly, the first step is finding your niche. Travel is a vast industry, and it's easy to get lost if you try to cover every single thing. Whether you're passionate about ecotourism, luxury escapes, or budget-friendly adventures, focus on a specific area that you're not only interested in, but can also create consistent content around it. This niche will become your unique selling point. Building a strong portfolio is next. Start with what you have: local destinations, past trips, or even a staycation. Don't wait for the perfect opportunity. Every piece of content you create adds to your credibility and showcases your style and perspective. Collaboration is another powerful tool. Reach out to other creators, brands, and tourism boards. This has worked for me. The travel industry thrives on relationships, and working with others can also open doors to opportunities that you might not have access to on your own. Plus, you learn a lot from those who are already established in the field. Speaking of collaborations, one of the highlights of my career was attending two media hostings with South African Tourism, one in Umtata, the other in the south coast of KZN and Durban. This experience was not only enriching, but also a significant milestone in my journey as a travel creator. Increasing your visibility. In today's digital age, visibility is every single thing. Social media is a great place to start. Be consistent with your post. Engage with your audience and don't underestimate the power of relevant hashtags. Platforms like Instagram and TikTok are particularly effective for travel content because they allow you to visually showcase your experiences. Actually, after my trip in May to the south coast of KZN and Durban, I wasn't really an Instagram person, I was more of a LinkedIn person. So after attending the travel endeavor, I was very pumped to post my content because that was very affirming, you know, to be hosted by a host of African Tourism. I was like, girl, you got this, just keep going with it. So make sure that you utilize the social media tools. Creating a blog or an online magazine. That's my mind, a blog or an online magazine. I like calling it an online magazine, which is another way to increase your visibility. For instance, I run an online magazine called Timeless Trends, where I publish detailed reviews and travel guides. This not only builds my brand, but also enhances the SEO, making me more discoverable to people searching for travel content. Speaking of reviews, I recently published a review on Timeless Trends about my stay at the Radisson Oratumbo, located near the airport. It's an oasis of luxury, offering travelers a peaceful retreat from the hustle and bustle. The hotel's elegance, coupled with its proximity to key locations, makes it a perfect choice for both leisure and business travelers. Then there's my NS Johannesburg Sandton review, a blissful staycation where I indulge in luxury, sipping cocktails by the pool and soaking in the tranquil ambience. Reviews like this not only help my audience make informed decisions, but also strengthen my relationship with brands. You can find these reviews on www.sincerelynox.co.za. Also, using travel opportunities to grow your content. Every single trip is an opportunity to create content. Whether you're on a weekend getaway or an extended vacation, think about how you can share your experiences in a way that's valuable to your audience. September is travel month, and it's the perfect time for travel creators to leverage the season. With many people looking for travel inspiration, this is your chance to showcase destinations, offer tips, and engage with wider audiences. Use this month to explore new places, write detailed reviews, and maybe even collaborate with tourism boards to maximize your reach. Engage your audience by asking for feedback, hosting Q&A sessions, or even take taking them along on your journey through stories and live sessions. The more involved your audience feels, the more likely they are to stay loyal to your brand. And finally, I can't stress enough the importance of maintaining good working relationships. In the travel industry, like any other industry, your reputation is everything. Being professional, reliable, and appreciative goes a long way. I know sometimes there's a thin line of being appreciative and maybe too grateful, but I feel like it's good to be grateful. Because that way, it just sort of like creates a door for people to open the door for you instead of you having like a big head about it. So these relationships often lead to repeat collaborations, which are essential for sustained growth. My reviews of the Radisson or Tambo and NH Johannesburg Sand and I are a perfect example of how good relationships can lead to meaningful content that resonates with both my audience and the brands I work with. Reflecting on my journey, one of the biggest highlights was being a panelist at the Africa Travel Indaba, which is Africa's biggest travel trade show. Sharing insights with industry leaders and fellow creators was an incredible experience. It really underscored the importance of staying connected within the travel community. By focusing on these key areas, finding your niche increases your visibility, leveraging travel opportunities, and maintaining good relationships, you can build a successful career. As a freelancer podcast, I hope you found these tips helpful as you navigate your journey as a travel creator. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on Ayono FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep telling your stories.